kings and queens, brothers and sisters, and my listening audience around the globe. Welcome to Chilling with Teddy G. Let me do a little housekeeping before we get started today. You know how we got to keep our dirty laundry clean with the Copyright Disclaimer Act of 1976. Under Title 17, Section 107, allowances is made for the fair use for the purpose such as criticism, comment, news reporting, teaching, scholarships, and research. Fair use is permitted by the copyright statute that may otherwise be infringed. Nonprofit, educational, or personal use tips the balance in the favor of fair use. Our health and spiritual moment of the day comes from us, from Dr. Charles M. Washington, MD, family medicine physician and pastor emeritus. Dr. Washington, he teaches us that to have one less major worry in the biblical new covenant, a dispensation of grace, Jesus represents us as he stands in our place in the presence of God. And our relationship with God the Father is determined by our relationship with our mediator and advocate, Jesus Christ. And I know you may be asking yourself, well, what does this mean? I'll tell you what it means. If Jesus is not your personal Savior, you must stand in face and represent yourself in the presence of our pure holiness, righteousness, the splendor, and the ultimate power and magnanimous glory of God the Father. Again, believers do not represent themselves in the presence of God the Father, but we are represented by our mediator, our advocate, our intercessor, and high priest, Jesus Christ, who sits at the Father's right hand. Come on, people. I know you got to understand on what a relief it is to be represented by someone who has never failed. Do you trust Jesus completely to represent you, or do you trust yourself as your personal Savior? Well, I can guarantee you, I do not trust myself as representing myself to God the Father. I only trust His Son and my personal Savior, Jesus Christ, to represent me when that time will surely come. Blessings upon you today to trust Jesus Christ and Him alone for the ultimate answers in every area of your life, for strengthening the health, wellness, and the healing of the mind, body, and spirit. Amen, Jesus. Amen. And we're going to back these statements and these teachings up through Scripture. Now let's go to Scripture to back this up. Hebrews chapter 7. Verse 25.
Wherefore he is able also to save them to the uttermost that come unto God by him, seeing he ever liveth to make intercession for them.
Now let's go to 1 Timothy chapter 2, verses 5 and 6.
For there is one God and one mediator between God and men, the man Christ Jesus, who gave himself a ransom for all, to be testified in due time.
We thank God the Father and the Son, Jesus Christ, and the blessing of His Word. Well, that's it for today on the health and spiritual moment of the day. I want y'all to know that I bring you these stories and give you this valuable information. It's because I love you. And loving you guys is my food. And Teddy G is hungry each and single day of my life. And until God grants me the opportunity to address you guys again, I bid each and every one of you peace, love, and soul.
Black community suffers from the worst health disparities. The Minister of Wellness Ministries is the only pro-black Bible-based health ministry of its kind. We teach biblical health principles that can eradicate obesity and disease. We have everything you need to feel better than you've ever felt in your life. Act now to get your biblical health ebook and DVD, both for free. TheMinisterOfWellness.com, TheMinisterOfWellness.com.